this is Nissapod, and this is my audio blog. I haven't been here for a while, but hopefully you still remember who I am and you're still listening. Today I'm going to talk about my strategies and approaches for spending less. The first thing, and this has been surprisingly effective, is that when I'm out and about, I don't take my credit card with me, I take cash. And if I spot something that I fancy buying but it's quite expensive, I have to go to a cash point and get more cash in order to buy it. Now, this may sound a bit daft, but handing over a set of notes and coins seems more like real money. And just handing over a piece of plastic and typing in a four-digit PIN number doesn't seem like real money. And I do find that I spend less if I stick to using cash when I'm out and about. When I'm shopping online, obviously it's not possible to use cash. So I do use my credit card then. And I do make sure that I don't go for the one-click ordering, don't go for the saving the credit card details, so that things have to be typed in. It's just about being more conscious of what I'm spending. I also keep an eye on my credit card balance, so that I'm not surprised by the bill when it arrives. In general, I do prefer to buy things in bricks and mortar shops, because you can see what you're getting, you can touch it, handle it, see what the quality is like, try things on if it's clothes. Apart from things like ebooks and concert tickets and stuff, where it's really much easier to buy things online, I do tend to prefer to choose things when I can actually see them. So those are the two of the main things that I do. There are some other things that have helped as well. I have unsubscribed from special offer emails, because otherwise it can be a case of you get a special offer. There's a special offer, it's irresistible, and then you go and buy something to meet the special offer. But I do find that it works better for me if I decide that I want to buy something and then go and find a special offer to get the best price, rather than being motivated to buy something because there's a special offer on today. Also, don't get anything to impress someone else. It's so tempting sometimes to think, oh, I'll get that and it will look fantastic, I can write a blog post about it, or my sisters will be really impressed that I've got that lovely handbag or whatever. But no, that's really, a bit daft, so I don't do that anymore. When shopping online, some online shops have a free postage threshold, and if actually the thing I want to buy is a lot cheaper than the free postage threshold, in the past I've sometimes bought things just to push myself up to the free postage threshold, and I don't do that anymore. So if, for example, for the Book People, the threshold is £25. If I find a book that's available on the Book People for £5, I'll pay the £2.95 postage. It'll still be cheaper than the full price for the book. The only time I do sometimes bump things up to the free postage is if a small item, which is about the cost of the postage, would be sufficient to bump me up to the cost of the free postage, and then I'll do that. But for the most part, I just buy what I want to buy. And I don't buy something just for the sake of getting the free postage, because, at the end of the day, that's just a waste of money, isn't it? It doesn't really save money. So, and the other thing is to use things up before buying more. Otherwise, you can end up stockpiling anything from cross-stitch kits to shower gel. And just, it's totally unnecessary, and it's amazing. I mean, when we collected things together to put in our bathroom in our new house, I think we discovered we had 7 identical tubes of hand cream between us, because my husband and I both like the same hand cream. So we put them all together, and we're now working our way through 7 tubes of hand cream. Anyway, so that's what I'm trying to do to reduce the amount that I spend on silly things, so that I have more to spend on important things or things that I really want. That's all for now. Bye.